Good day and thank you for tuning in to the BTEO Portal. I'm Blue Timothy Oselebe, a multi-business development and marketing consultant. And today I want to talk about marketing. There's something I really want to explain about marketing and how most organizations have been making a lot of mistakes and getting frustrated when it comes to marketing. And this is the reason why they've been doing marketing the wrong way. Right, the way the system they are using might be right and is right, but it's being overused, and we can call that short-term marketing. It is literally burning money. Direct marketing, it is literally burning money. So I'm going to be explaining the three types of marketing and how you can use them simultaneously to make sure that your system of marketing is balanced, because there's a saying, an imbalanced system will always collapse. An imbalanced system will always collapse. Yes, use short-term marketing. Yes, use long-term marketing. I have this saying, good marketing is not a short-term gain, it's a long-term gain. But it doesn't mean that the short-term marketing is a bad marketing, right? It's good marketing at that as well. But long-term marketing is far more profitable at the long run, right? So I'm going to be explaining these three types of marketing and how you can use them simultaneously to keep a balanced system in your marketing strategy. Now here we go. We have the brand marketing, we have the direct marketing, and we have the lead generation marketing. These three types of marketing, you need to be using them simultaneously. One thing that I've noticed is that most organizations are only using direct marketing consistently. And it's really causing a lot of problem, because probably their advertisement material, their marketing material, and you know what I mean, their copywriting, their videos, their graphics, whatever they used as a marketing material, might not be that good, and yet they are burning money. And at the end of the day, they will not see the return on investment, because probably people are not willing to buy at the moment, right? People are not willing to buy at the moment, and they are like, oh my god, advertisement is not working, you know what, I don't want to spend money on marketing anymore. No, the reason why it failed is because you are not balancing the mix. There's always a time to do direct marketing. There's always a time to do brand marketing. And in fact, brand marketing is consistently. You should be doing brand marketing consistently, and you should be doing lead generation marketing consistently. Right, but as for brand marketing, it's not all the time, because you have to be very, very careful. Sometimes people might not need that thing that you are burning money to advertise. So it's better to get them and keep them and nurture them and build a stronger relationship with them, so that when they really want that stuff, they will buy it from you. In my previous pod talk, I say something that goes like this. People don't come to social media to, you know, buy stuff. They came to social media to get entertained, to get educated, and to get educated and informed, right? So instead of putting stuff in their face and say, yo, buy this, why they are not, yes, they might need it in the next 2 months, right? But they don't need it now. So instead of saying, yo, buy this, it's better to say, yo, follow me because of my cool content, informational or educational or entertaining content about this product or relating to this product that you might be interested in the next 6 months. And they follow you for that educational information or content or vlogging, whatever content idea you have. They follow you because of that. People follow people because of good content, not because they like them or whatever, right? If you see an account that you're following on social media and they are not putting out any good content that you're interested in, you unfollow them immediately, right? So back to what we are talking about earlier, about these three types of marketing and how to use them simultaneously to keep a balance in your marketing strategy, in your marketing system. Now, brand marketing is something you do to build a community around your organization, around your brand, right? It's something you do consistently to build, just like I said, to build a culture, right? And then lead generation marketing is the kind of marketing you do to generate leads, to get customers so that you can nurture them. They are different, right? In brand marketing, you cannot measure it. You don't expect to measure it. In fact, you should not be measuring it. It's immeasurable. When you put a billboard advertisement out there saying, you know, advertising your brand without any call to action, that's brand marketing. You are creating an awareness. You don't expect to measure the return on investment. That's brand marketing. But at the end of the day, you are inculcating your brand identity into people's mind, and they are getting to understand what your brand really is all about. Right? So that's brand marketing. Lead generation marketing, on the other hand, is very specific. You can measure that. You can say, you know what, I'm putting this billboard here, and I want to make sure that this billboard's writing, both the copywriting, both the image, whatever I'm putting on this billboard as an advertisement material, should trigger whoever that is seeing it to make a phone call, to call us, right? And at the end of the day, you calculate how much did I spend on this billboard. I spent like 50,000 naira. And then you calculate all the calls that you might get from that billboard advertisement with a very specific number, phone number. And you check how much did I make from these persons that called me. And if you made more than what you spent on the billboard, you can say that's lead generation marketing and you calculated that, right? You can even what the example I just gave now is direct marketing ad, right? But lead generation ad, you don't really expect people to want to buy immediately. You actually want to bring them into your community. You want to say, like, let's use this term, you want to save their number, you want them to save your number as well, you know, you want to get them engaged in whatever lead nurturing strategy you have, right? So that's lead generation marketing. So probably you place the billboard advertisement out there and they saw the billboard ad and they're interested in whatever you have. Probably it's not an instant sale, they just called you and you're saying, okay, no problem, thank you for calling us, we'll get you involved with this particular thing. You got their contact and you saved it. Now you have like 50 100 calls from that particular billboard. You're not trying to make sales, right? You just saved them and you reached out to them, you got them to save your number as well, and you've qualified them, and you know that these people are potential customers that might buy in the next whatever time you plan to sell to them, right? And you calculate whatever you plan to sell to them, and you know that times how many leads you generated would be more than what you spent on the billboard. Now you can say, you know what, that's lead generation. Now your goal is now to nurture the leads that you've generated, right? These are different kinds of marketing strategies that you should be using. In direct marketing ads, you might spend 50,000 naira in billboard, but at the end of the day, you might not get enough call to cover the 50,000 naira you spent on the billboard. Of course, you might, right? You might, but it's based on instant sales. People are calling you because of the sales, not calling you because of the brand, not calling you because of the community, right? Here's something you have to understand. Marketing needs to have an objective. The objective describes how the marketing content, how the marketing advertisement material would look like, the kind of message it should be passing, right? As I say, marketing is not done until marketing is done. That's my goal, which means you have an objective. If your objective is not completed in marketing, then the marketing is not done. So you don't use a lead generation strategy in a direct marketing ad or in a direct marketing in a direct marketing ad. You don't use brand marketing strategy in a direct marketing ad or in a lead generation ad. No, you say, this is what I want to do in marketing, this is my objective, and then you go for it, right? Most people are confused and their ads fail because they put the wrong message in the right ad, or they put the right message in the wrong ad. You get the point? So it's missing things because you are confused and you don't know the particular objective you are looking for. You don't know the particular objective you want to achieve in this marketing thing, right? So this three branch of marketing is very, very important, and you have to be using them simultaneously, right? And when it comes to brand marketing, I would suggest you use social media for that. When it comes to lead generation marketing, I also suggest you use social media. When it comes to direct marketing, I also suggest you use social media as well, right? In fact, 50,000 naira would perform better for you on social media than it would on a billboard. But of course, if you want to go outdoor, you want to do local marketing, right, geographical marketing, then yes, you can use billboard and flyers and all of that stuff, but the message has to be very specific and the call to action has to be there. The fact is, you have to be using this three marketing branches simultaneously, but the first two, which is brand marketing and lead generation marketing, are long-term marketing and they pay off more in the long run than the direct marketing. I know what I'm talking about, and if you have any question, you can ask me on that. I hope you found that valuable, and if you do, you can share it to someone else. So have a wonderful day. Ciao.